Hello. Thanks for letting me in. Not here. Hey, you. What's up? Well, obviously I came to check on you, because I called you and you weren't answering. So I was worried. How are you holding up? Did you drink water like I told you? Come on. No use being stubborn. You know I'm gonna keep bugging you till you do it. Scoot over a little bit. Let me sit next to you. Your bed's so loud. I still wonder how we got away with doing it on this old thing. So, what's been eating at you lately? I know I've been busy, but you can always message me or call me to talk about stuff. I always have time for you. And even if I'm not available, there are others around you that are willing to lend an ear. Babe, your friends love you. You should never shut yourself in, dude, or bottle up your emotions like this. Look at me. I love you. Now spit it out. What happened? If we don't tackle whatever's making you feel this way, then it's going to continue to make you feel like shit. No matter how much we run away from our problems, we all have to face them one day. And lucky for you, you have a bomb-ass girlfriend that's willing to go to hell and back. Come here. Lay your head on my lap. I know you like laying here while looking up at me. You usually bury your face into my thighs, but for now, let's try and keep eye contact. Okay? And I will also run my fingers through your hair. I'm not sure why, but I enjoy doing that. So, what's up? I'm all ears. Oh. Baby. There is nothing wrong with being stuck. No, please, I do understand. I've been in the same position. Being stuck in a rut. Just relax. Why do you feel stuck? Well, sometimes, even if you do believe that your efforts aren't bearing any fruit, that doesn't mean they are pointless. How do I put this? For example, we can easily see how much all of our friends have grown and progressed in their life. But sometimes, the most difficult one to perceive growth is oneself. I can understand that whatever you do may seem small in comparison to what other people are doing and what they have accomplished. But that does not mean that your efforts pale in comparison. Let me lay some wisdom on you that I heard from a new friend. Even if people walk a mile in a distance and all you did is take a step back, progress is still progress. It's fine to appreciate and check on everyone else's progress, but it's also important to be selfish sometimes and focus on yourself. We will all eventually end up where we have to go. We can't take the same path as them because we're not like them. We just have to keep going on our own journey and not let the accomplishments of others blind or deter us from our own greatness. You're pretty amazing yourself, you know? Just Take a look back in your life and remember all the accomplishments, no matter how small. You should always appreciate your parents for making it this far. What did I say? Progress is still progress, and taking just a step is progress, no matter what you think. I'm proud of you. I don't know how often you hear this, but it's unfortunate that people don't often hear this from the other person they're talking to. Whether it be in family or loved ones. And you know what? Fuck them. If your parents or family rarely say it to you, then screw them. Do it for you. Who cares what they think? Family or friends that look down on you aren't family and friends. They're trash. Babe. Family isn't necessarily blood, but those who would bleed for you. And those who would do the same for you. So I just want you to know that I'm proud of you and all the things that you do. Whether you've been just trying to survive the day, whether you got up late in the afternoon and scrolled through social media all day, whether you had a bite of breakfast or even a sip of water, I'm proud of you. It still shows that you have the will to go on despite what the world throws at you. You know? Sometimes the most difficult thing for a person to see is how amazing and brilliant they are. Yes, that's completely fine. You can drift off to sleep if you want to. There's no rush, love. I know it's been rough for you. The biggest critic you'll ever face is yourself, but in the end, like I said, progress is still progress. No matter the duration, you need to get back on your feet. You can tackle the world once you wake up. But for now, let's just stay right here and enjoy each other's company. It's fine. Everything will be fine. I'm here. Just relax and listen to my voice. Close your eyes if you have to. I'll be right by your side. And cry if you need to. Everyone has to cry sometimes. It's not showing weakness, and even if you think it is, I will accept everything about you. From the tears you shed, to depressing moments in life, to the smiles you shine upon everyone, and especially to the victories that lay before you. I will be there to accept everything. Just do what you feel is right. I love you so much. I can't see myself here without you. I'm so proud of you, okay? No sleep, kitty. You need the sleep. I can see your eye bags starting to form. I still love you.